1 year ago today, Senator Edward Kennedy died of brain cancer at his home in Hyannisport. Since then, the political landscape has changed dramatically. Congress did pass a health care overhaul, which Kennedy called the work of his life, but new partisan divides have emerged, and the filibuster is now popular. To reflect on the year since Senator Kennedy's death, we spoke with Boston Globe editorial page editor Peter Kanellis. He says the loss of Kennedy's behind-the-scenes influence in the Senate is obvious.
Well, I think the Senate and the Senate's failure to pass some major legislation, its wrangling over other pieces of legislation, like particularly health care, obviously, but other things like unemployment benefits and plans to assist small businesses, I think it really tried the patience of the public. So when people talk about dysfunction in Washington, they're really thinking about the Senate. And I think that if Kennedy had been around over the last year, you know, he was, above all else, a very successful deal maker. And I think he would have, you know, brought home the health care legislation in a better time frame and with less political cost. And he would have helped to broker agreements on some of these other issues. So I think that the Democrats particularly have suffered in his absence.
Because we did pass health care eventually and, you know, unemployment benefits eventually, but it was after some ugly debates. You think the debates would have been less ugly if Ted Kennedy were around?
Well, I think that Kennedy's skills, for example, were in securing commitments early on from various senators, sort of private commitments. He really understood how far each member would go in you know, what they would back and what were immovable obstacles for them.
I'm wondering if you can tell us what you think about the speculation that a member of the Kennedy family may in fact try to run against Scott Brown in the near future to get back the seat that Ted Kennedy left when he died a year ago today.
I think that the problem with people looking to a member of the Kennedy family running against Scott Brown is that it isn't quite clear which one would be the strongest candidate or even which one is kind of the leader of the family right now. You know, Joe Kennedy is kind of the oldest of his generation, and somebody with a long career in Congress would be a serious candidate. But, you know, he's also a little bit of a tainted figure here in Boston. You know, he left Congress. He's had a lower profile. He's not been active in state politics and not visible in the way that, say, Vicky Kennedy, the senator's widow, is.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about Vicky as well, because there are some folks who feel that when she recently did speak with the Boston Globe Sunday Magazine, that she hinted that she wouldn't completely rule out a run. There are others who feel that she did close that door and say there is no way she's going to run. And she is making an awful lot of public appearances. I saw her not too long ago at a commencement when Arnie Duncan, the education secretary, was speaking. So she does seem to be making herself very visible. Do you think that she's toying with the idea of a run?
I think that she hasn't really approached that question definitively yet. I think that she has been so concentrating on preserving her husband's legacy and coping with her own, you know, grief at his passing, that she really hasn't focused on the idea of making a run.
What about here in Massachusetts? What kind of effects have you seen that you feel can be attributed to the fact that Ted Kennedy is no longer our senator?
Well, it's hard to see because so much of the research dollars and things like that are kind of the product of long-term negotiations and, you know, laying the groundwork for future federal funding of certain priorities. But I know that people, for example, on Longwood Avenue, you know, are quite concerned. He was their great advocate. He brought billions of dollars of federal research money to Massachusetts.
Overall, what do you think his legacy looks like right now, 1 year later? And is it very different from what we thought it was going to be?
I think that 1 year later, people have a different impression of Ted Kennedy, and a lot of it came about because of that mourning period and the funeral period. I think that people across the nation, but even a surprising number in Massachusetts, you know, didn't realize things about him, like just how hard a worker he was and how much of a bipartisan figure he was. Because his rhetoric, of course, was very partisan, you know, so people didn't see him as a force for cooperation and collaboration in the Senate. I think that those messages did get through in the weeks after his death, and people saw, you know, Republicans very honestly mourning him and paying tribute to him and all. And so the image that people have of him now is you know, probably somewhat different than they would have had, you know, even a day or two before his death.
All right. Peter Kanellis, editorial page editor of the Boston Globe. He's also editor of the book Last Lion, The Fall and Rise of Ted Kennedy. We spoke with him to remember the one-year anniversary of Senator Kennedy's death last August when he succumbed to brain cancer. Peter, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.